Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hank Severod. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank Ellerbe. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Urban Shocker. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Urban Shocker. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Whitey Witt. Batting second. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Home Run Baker. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Musel. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Wally Pipp. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Everett Scott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Mays. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Carl Mays. And now, play ball. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward bunts towards third. Ellerbe fields it and throws to first for the out. Witt moves to second. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ruth is called out on strikes. Two outs. Home Run Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Yankees. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mays fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a ball on the ground for a single. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Severide moves to second. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns nothing. the Yankees will come to bat. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ellerbe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ellerbe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mays fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 1 in the game. Tobin bunts towards the mound. Mays fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a line drive into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Babe Ruth batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Home run Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ruth. The throw from Severide and he is out, McManus applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Yankees. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mays fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Severide hits a ball on the ground between third and short. The ball bounces off Baker, and towards Scott, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Home run Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Baker hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson who is chasing the ball. Baker reaches third base with a triple. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. Musel strikes out. One out. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 0 for 1 in the game. Pipp hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jacobson. Baker scores. Pip moves to second. It's 3-1, Yankees. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ellerbe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-1 in the game. Shang hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McManus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellerbe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Witt. McManus reaches second base with a double. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Shocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McManus moves to third. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-2 in the game. Tobin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McManus scores. It's 3-2, Yankees. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tobin moves to third. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Browns 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Carl Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ellerbe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacobson strikes out. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Severide hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellerbe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott throws to second for one, and Ward throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Williams scores. Ellerbe moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Browns, 3, Yankees, 3. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Home run Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-2 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pipp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler fields the ball and throws to Shocker covering. Safe. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Yankees 3. The Browns will come to bat. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Shocker takes first base on ball 4. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tobin hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gerber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shocker moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sisler hits a line drive into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-3, Browns. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jacobson hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Ruth. Jacobson reaches second base with a double. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-2 in the game. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shang for the out. One out. Carl Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Yankees 3. The Browns will come to bat. Lefty O'Toole now pitching. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0-for-3 in the game. Ellerbe takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Ellerbe moves to second. Urban Schalker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Schalker bunts towards the mound. O'Dole settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tobin strikes out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker juggles the ball. That's an error on Baker. Ellerbe moves to third. McManus moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ellerbe scores. McManus scores. Gerber moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-3, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sisler. The throw from Shang and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Gerber scores. Sisler goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 10-3, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Shang and he is safe. Williams steals second. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Jacobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. That run is unearned. It's 11-3, Browns. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Severide takes first base on ball 4. Jacobson moves to second. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Ellerbe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Home run Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Baker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-3 in the game. Musel hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Yankees 3. The Browns will come to bat. Al DeVormer now catching. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. McManus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Urban Schalker is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Shocker is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Shocker strikes out. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tobin bunts towards the mound. O'Dell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. Gerber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tobin moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Sisler hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Pipp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al DeVormer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeVormer strikes out. Two outs. Lefty O'Dell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Pip moves to second. Lefty O'Dell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Pip moves to third. Lefty O'Dell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Dell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 11, and New York Yankees, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.